common to see people with tattoos these days, but some are especially meaningful for the people who wear them. Fernando Hideki is a tattoo artist, and he noticed some clients coming in because they had very specific types of scars caused by self-harm. He wants to raise awareness and funds for mental health, so he's joined up with Beyond Blue for an event later this week. Fernando, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great to chat
to you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure. Now, when did you first notice that people were wanting tattoos to cover up these kinds of scars?
So it has started around 5 or 4 years ago that I was living in Ireland. So then I realized that a lot of people come to the shop to cover like some scars, like in a specific area. And then, yeah, since then, like in 4 or 5 years ago.
So started out in Ireland, now living in Australia. How do you work with someone who wants to tattoo over a scar? Do you need to work in a different way to deal with the physical pain, for example?
Yeah, for sure. Like, so my first question of when someone comes to the shop to cover up scars, it's how long it has those scars. And as someone was fresh, I think it's more complicated to do it. So I usually ask for them to wait at least like 6 months to 1 year to have a good result, and how deep and how high is the scars. So there is different kind of techniques and different kind of design that I can apply for each one.
I bet everyone's very particular about their design. Do that people usually just want to cover up the scar, or do they want to use different kinds of designs around it?
Yeah, so it's totally different kind of concept. So some guys, they like to do something around those scars. They keep it, and they want to do something just to remind them to remind something better or get more strength. And some guys, they like to cover up. Like 100%. So,
yep, everyone's different. We're speaking with Fernando Hideki, who's a tattoo artist working with Beyond Blue to help people change the way their scars appear, whether it's to cover them up or to surround them with a new meaning. And these are scars caused by self-harm. And if this conversation's bringing up anything for you that you'd like to talk through with someone, the number for Beyond Blue is 1-300-224-636. 1-300-224-636. We've also have with us today Dr. Grant Blaschke. He's a practicing GP and the lead clinical advisor for Beyond Blue. Grant, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Hilary.
Now, there are different ways that people self-harm. What kinds of scars might Fernando or someone like him be seeing?
Yeah, so it's really compassionate what he's doing, helping people to sort of rework the meaning of those scars. But, you know, the sorts of things people might do, they might cut themselves, sometimes burns, picking at scars or wounds. And as a GP, like, it's not uncommon, and about 1 in 10 young people say at some time they've had some self-harm at some point in their life. So it's not a rare thing. And I think one of the nice things about this approach is it can help people sort of reframe what's happened to them and symbolise them coming to terms with it. Obviously, it's a very personal decision. It's not for everyone. But for some people, it really helps them.
And why is this a way that some people deal with their emotional pain, Grant?
Yeah, so self-harm is complicated, and there's a few things. Sometimes it's just feeling a lot of pain, trying to cope. Sometimes it's sort of like a self-punishing. Some people feel a bit numb with their mental health issues, and it sort of makes them feel connected to reality. So, when you see it happen, you think, oh, gosh, why would you do that? But actually, you know, it's not uncommon, and people express themselves in this way and then can end up with various sorts of scars.
And if it's someone you care about is harming themselves in this way, or you think they might be, is there a good way to bring it up with them?
Yeah, sure. So use your common sense. Pick a good time and place. Good to have the conversation. You don't have to be a psychologist. Don't judge. Try to listen rather than jump in with your own solutions. And even if someone doesn't want to talk about it straight away, you've sort of opened the door that they can have that conversation. if you can encourage them to get some proper help through a GP to a mental health professional, there's lots of strategies. You know, we teach people what we call the 3 Ds, like if they're getting that urge to hurt themselves, like delay it, distract themselves, do some deep breathing, and people can actually learn some good strategies to sort of head off those sort of behaviours.
I noticed that one of them was the old rubber band on the arm trick, and you flick it to kind of have something, a sensory thing happen on your skin. What are some other tactics?
Yeah, I think that can help as well. And then I think, you know, for a lot of people, when they've sort of sorted out some of the issues that led to that event, then they've got this scar, then they think, oh, gosh, how do I feel about that? How do I want to manage that? And I think that's where it's really quite compassionate there, Fernando's doing, and sort of helping people rework it physically and at the same time reframing in their mind what it was all about and coming to terms with it.
Because it sounds like that's a key thing, isn't it? You've got to deal with the physical aspect but also the underlying issues that are making that a coping strategy.
I think that's right. I think it's also important to say, I mean, very often these sort of behaviours are not attempts to take one's life. They're not necessarily suicidal, although there can be a bit of overlap with that sort of behaviour. So as a GP, that's something I'm always chatting about with people, a bit of a sensitive topic, but finding out if they're having suicidal thoughts. Quite a useful thing we've got at Beyond Blue is a free downloadable app called Beyond Now. We've had more than 80,000 downloads, and it's quite a good little app sitting on your phone where you put in your warning signs, you know, your reasons to live, how you're going to stay safe, who you're going to call if you get into a bad situation. So I think that conversation's often worth having as a GP as well.
So it's a little reminder of all the good things in your life and the points of contact that might keep you connected.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You can upload nice photos and videos and things to the app to sort of remind you about the good things in life if you find yourself in a bit of a state.
And Grant, you talked about as a GP, you would definitely ask someone if they were having suicidal thoughts. What about as a punter, if you're just sitting down to have that chat where you're listening and you're trying not to be judgmental, is it a good idea to bring up any link between self-harm and suicide, or should you leave that to the professionals?
Look, I think you've got to use your judgment, but what we do know is that asking someone if they've been having suicidal thoughts doesn't actually put the thought in their mind, because that's what a lot of people are worried about. And also remembering, you don't have to be the psychologist, but sometimes people are quite relieved to talk about it, and they're not uncommon thoughts in the community, especially with people having mental health issues. So we've had a little campaign, you know, sort called You Can Talk, which is sort of encouraging. If you've got a loved one that you're worried about, see if you can just open up the conversation. It's mainly listening, and you might say, okay, look, this sounds like you've got to speak to the GP. I guess it was a more urgent situation, maybe getting them to call Lifeline, or if someone had really harmed themselves, obviously, you know, calling some sort of emergency services. But a sensitive topic, but one where as a family or a friend, you might really have an important conversation with someone and really be the lifeline that gets them out of a difficult situation.
And the number for Lifeline, if you do want to have a chat, is 13 11 14. Yeah, we're really interested in this on Life Matters, and we wanted to cover it in a sensitive way. It's really fascinating to hear some of the strategies for helping people. We're speaking with Dr. Grant Blaschke, Lead Clinical Advisor with Beyond Blue. He's a GP. And Fernando Hideki, who's a tattoo artist who works with people who want to change or cover up some of the scars that they're left with from self-harm. Fernando, why did you decide that you wanted to raise funds and awareness about mental health with Beyond Blue?
There are a lot of reasons that they reached Beyond Blue, but like at first, as I was struggling with in the past with a toxic relationship, I felt very anxious. I was struggling with my work. My quality of my work dropped out, and then I fell over with some fell out with some of my friends. My relationship with my family was terrible. And then I found a professional help, like a therapist, and it was very helpful for me. But then, so since I moved here, I saw some self-scars, like And then one of my therapy sessions, I think I learned some values to me while I could do kind of self-harm in the past. So I thought, like, I think I can do something to help them.
It's really unfortunate that we've got such a bad phone line for you, Fernando, but thank you so much for telling us a bit about the work that you're doing with this project with Beyond Blue. Fernando Hideki is a tattoo artist, and he is working on an event called the Tattoo for Mental Health Campaign. That's on this Sunday, the 30th of May in Sydney, and you can find the details on the Beyond Blue website. We're also going to put a link up on our Life Matters website to the Beyond Now app that you heard Dr. Grant Blaschke talking about earlier, which has ways to reconnect with the world and remind yourself about the good things in the world if you are at risk of self-harm at any point. Grant, you talked earlier about how you felt that this was really compassionate work that Fernando was doing, helping people to work with their scars. Are there any cautions or concerns we should keep in mind about it, though?
Yeah, look, I suppose there's always that issue around stigma and you know, embarrassed about having a scar. And some people will say, you know, I've got this mark on my arm or whatever, and if I go to the doctor or whatever, they sort of look at me like, what's that? And so I guess in some ways I think if someone was thinking about getting a tattoo, I'm not sure sort of embarrassment and stigma would be, you know, the best motivation. I think if it's something that you feel like doing because it makes you feel good about, you know, the way you're managing and reframing it, that's fine. But I think if you're doing it because you think, oh, I have to cover it up, I'm so embarrassed, then maybe it's just worth having a chat with your GP or psychologist about how you feel about what happened. As I said, I mean, mental health issues, extremely common in the community. Self-harm, not that uncommon either. And, you know, hopefully people can get comfortable with what's happened with their past and then move forward.
I noticed too that there's suggestions on the Beyond Blue website that maybe when if you are trying to have a conversation with someone you care about, if they're a man, it might be useful to sit down parallel, you know, not facing each other, facing away, and just have that talk. Do you think that we've got a fair way to go yet, Grant, about how we have these conversations, not just with men, but generally in Australia, about mental illness and self-harm?
Yeah, look, I think there is. I mean, it is incredible how much the what we call the mental health literacy in the community has gone up. You know, so even in my few decades as a GP, the comfort with which people would just come to the GP and say, oh, I think I've got depression, I think I've got anxiety condition. And, you know, particularly the young people are quite literate about mental health issues. And I think that's a good thing that people have got more comfortable talking about these things. So it's certainly changed, and particularly in recent decades we've seen a real change in the community's attitudes to these things.
And if people are going to come to the Tattoo for Mental Health event and talk to someone like Fernando about having a tattoo, is that a useful way to potentially link people in with the right kind of support services to deal with the non-physical aspects of what they might be going through, Grant?
Yeah, look, I guess it's just one part of a whole range of ways people could link in, you know, with Beyond Blue. We have people, we have, I think, something like 700,000 people on our chat forums online. People like really chatting to each other with text. That's pretty interesting. Lots of material on the website. And then for some people, you know, where really this issue is about a scar that they're trying to get their head around, you know, this might be something they consider. We're certainly not promoting that everyone has to run out and get a tattoo tomorrow. But, you know, for individuals, if they decide that that's something that's going to be helpful for them, you know, I think having a chat to Fernando and seeing what they might want to do, that could be useful for them.
We're speaking with Dr. Grant Blaschke, Lead Clinical Advisor at Beyond Blue. Grant, thanks so much for talking with us today on Life Matters.
Yeah, great to chat, Hilary. All the best.
Thanks. And you heard earlier from Fernando Hideki, who's a tattoo artist. He will be tattooing for mental health this Sunday, the 30th of May, in Balmain in Sydney. We'll put a link up to that event and the fundraiser on the Life Matters webpage and the app too, the Beyond Now app, if there's someone in your life that you think might find that useful. And if this has brought up any issues for you and you'd like to speak to someone, Lifeline is there 24/7. Their number's 13 11 14 and Beyond Blue as well, with great information about mental health support strategies and services. Their number's 1300 224636. 1300 224636.